you say how that's how relationship is. And then we either do it exactly the same or exactly the opposite. Sometimes exactly the same in spite of saying, I'll never do it that way. When circumstances start occurring, we go right into it in spite of saying, I will never do it that way. But we made it up about their relationship. What looks like someone being weak very often is observing someone be surrendered to their spouse. Because very often it looks like they're being walked on. They're being taken advantage of. When in fact they've surrendered. From the outside looking in on a surrendered relationship, it might look like they're a doormat. But to them they're not. Because of their love, their surrender, their commitment to serve, they give 100% of themselves. And then we sit out there and we judge and evaluate, well, that's a wimp. Oh, he's a wimp. We have another term for it, but I won't use it here. But it's not real. It's not true. These are just things that we've made up. Making our original stand about mom right, our original stand about dad right, we then make up a stand about the relationship. And then we go out and we try to do relationships. Hit and miss, trial and error. Well, mom did it this way, so I'll do it that way. Or mom did it this way, I'll never do it that way. But never really knowing what's going to work and what's not going to work. Well, how long have you been in relationship now? 2.5 years. Okay, so when you started the relationship, you were more passive mother energy. Okay? And then at some point in there, you shifted. And now you're more masculine. Well, there's a shift that happens in you in relationship based on the death of your father. 4.5 years old, your father died. You were abandoned by a man you loved. So it's no longer safe to fully give yourself to men because they'll leave, whether it's through divorce or separation or death, that they'll leave. So you pull back to protect yourself from the pain of abandonment based on what happened with your dad. When you get too close, too intimate, too vulnerable, then you pull back and go back the other way. Yeah. They like the one message when you're nurturing and vulnerable and open, and then they're shocked when this other way of being shows up. But it's a protective mode you go into to protect yourself. In other words, I'll hurt them before they hurt me. Or I'll never be that vulnerable again. I'll never get hurt that way again. So when you find yourself getting close to that level of intimacy, you shift.
And the problem comes because when you get into that situation, when you get that upset, I mean, you get upset about things that you later look back at and you say, God, I can't believe I got that upset about that. I didn't tell him dinner was waiting. How would he know? He doesn't read minds. I knew he had to work late on this job. What the hell is this? What am I setting up? If you would stop when you got angry and take a few deep breaths and say, you know, if this weren't about this, what would it be about? You'd start clearing some of that anger. But what happens is people don't. They get passive and they say, okay, this is no reason to be upset. I'm not going to be upset. And when I calm down a little, then maybe I'll speak to him. Or when I know what it's about, then I'll tell him. But it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds, and then there's this huge explosion and nobody knows where it came from or how to resolve it. Because people don't stop and say, wait, I can't possibly be this upset about this. There's no way. There's no way I can be enraged about this. I mean, I'm acting as though I've been physically attacked, and I haven't been. We don't stop ourselves from expressing that and going inside and saying, what am I so upset about? What is this? This is new. This is foreign. I'm not an angry person. What is this? And if you can do that, you can clear it, but we don't do that for ourselves. And so we go relationship to relationship to relationship, be it job, be it children, be it romantic, be it friend, be it acting it out, acting it out, acting it out. And it never resolves itself. Because it's never properly addressed. If you know that one of your buttons, okay, my button is, you better communicate with me. I determined, a little 3-year-old psychiatrist, I determined that my parents' entire problem was that they didn't know how to communicate. So all my life, I'm going through life. Most of my friendships ended over miscommunications. Most of my relationships ended over miscommunications. Everywhere I looked for, people don't communicate, people don't communicate, people don't care, people don't communicate. And so Glenn goes downstairs to make a phone call. I'm upstairs. I'm like, where the hell is Glenn? This is on a really bad day. Where's Glenn? Well, he didn't communicate to me that he was going downstairs to be on the phone. Sounds very trivial, but I mean, when you've been through the entire day and you got to have him, and your button is communication, that becomes extremely important. Now, is it important any other time? No. You know you got the upstairs, you got the downstairs. He's somewhere. He's either upstairs or downstairs. You go look for him, right? Only when that stand comes in, I told you they don't communicate. All your responsibility. You always have to be responsible. They never have to be, which is the other thing. Men are better than women, and they get to do what they want, and you got to be responsible for whatever they don't want to do, you know, that one. That's when it becomes important. If I allowed myself to get angry every time I thought he didn't communicate, even if he didn't communicate, Barbara, I'm going downstairs. Sounds very trivial today. But when you're in the midst of children and business and all of that, it's very important. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I could get fully enraged about you did not tell me you were going downstairs to use the phone. From an outside perspective, what does that make me sound like? Trilling, dominating bitch. Guilty. Guilty. In that role, that's true. Because that's my defense. And it's always surrounding communication because the 3-year-old shrink decided that was the problem. So knowing that, anytime I start to get upset and angry, I think, you know, what is this? What is this? What did I determine this was about? I mean, it's almost like the relationship's over. You went downstairs and you didn't communicate. Our relationship is trashed. And it sounds very trivial, but everybody has those. Everybody has that edge. And if you know what that edge is, you can manage it. If you don't know what that edge is, you just go from person to person to person to person.
But then she's bringing that stand into a guy who was taught that children should be seen and not heard. And the best way to be was to be quiet and not say anything, because if you said anything, then shit would hit the fan. So was taught not to communicate. So we're bouncing back and forth from not communicating to communicating. So the more upset I'd get, the more quiet I'd get. The more quiet I got, the more upset she'd get.
And I'd say, what's the matter with you? Nothing. Nothing. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. You know, his whole thing is, don't get her pissed off. Don't upset her. I'm like, what's wrong? Why aren't you talking? And that's where we hit. If you know where you hit, you can manage it. But just going through life thinking, well, isn't going to change it. Now, I was raised, my father wanted a football team. He had 8 children. It was great, except they were all cheerleaders. So boys were better than girls. Like, we had one brother. He had special. He was special. He was special. He should have been special with those 8 girls on PMS, but that's beside the point. So I was raised that men were better than women. And everywhere I looked, I saw that men were better than women. You know, in the hills, men are better than women. You do what they tell you to do, and by God, you better do it right the first time, and that's the way that it is. So when I got in relationship, I would always find a man who believed that. And when we started acting it out, I would get to fight for, women are better. I'm going to show you women are better, at least just as good as. But it was always this friction in my relationships proving I really am better. I make more money than you. I have more time than you. I have more energy than you. I have a better education than you. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm smarter than you. And so there. And that would always end the relationship. Because who wants to be in a relationship with somebody that they're constantly in competition with? Nobody.
And I think she is.
I convinced him.
Really? Another part of this is that we're never upset about what we think we're upset about. And we're never upset about what's going on right now in the present. Breathe. You can not generate that kind of emotion in the present right now on purpose. that you generate in your upset. See, right now, as hard as you try, you can't make yourself be as upset as you get in an instant. Now, if you worked on it and really worked yourself up, you could get to it. But you really have to struggle to make it happen. And it just comes up automatically. Your upsets are from stuffed, upsetting events in the past. In relationship with your parents, in previous failed relationships, your upsets are from those times in your life where you were upset and you didn't let it out. You didn't complete it. And now they just automatically rush to the surface and you blame it on whoever is the one in your life right now. And you take your upset out on them. Now, when you justify being upset and you give yourself a reason to be upset, it gets you more upset. The upset builds because you're justifying it. You're right, they're wrong, and then the upset continues till the next time it gets even worse. And it builds up and it builds up. So if you could just be upset and not have a reason, be done being upset in 5 minutes, but right now, I'm upset. And just be upset. People in your life, in your relationship, have room for you to be upset as long as they know their upset is not about you. If they think that your upset is about them, they will be very upset with you.
Because they have to fix it. If somebody's upset with you, you have to fix it, right? So the more you try to fix it, the angrier they get, because they don't really want to be fixed. They just want to be able to be upset for a few minutes.